morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David, and we are looking at cognitive behavior therapy this week. Now, I've told you what I think is right about cognitive behavior therapy so far, and this shows us that our underlying problems with emotions, such as depression, anxiety, habits that cause us a great deal of problems in life, like eating disorders and addictions, that the underlying root cause is our thinking. In other words, we can control our emotions by controlling our thinking. Cognitive behavior therapy gets that right. Cognitive behavior therapy focuses on our cognition, our thinking, to help us get a better handle on those emotions that are making us have problems in life. Cognitive behavior therapy also focuses on our behavior. There are certain behaviors we can do, practices that we can adopt to help us overcome those problematic emotions and disorders like depression, anxiety, and anger, and so forth. So that's right, and the Bible teaches that. The Bible's always taught that. Psychologists are just now figuring this out. In the last 10, 20 years, the research is really confirming that this is the most effective technique. This is what works. It's not about focusing on childhood like Freud did. It's about focusing on our present thinking and behavior. The Bible does this too. The Bible, for instance, says in Ephesians 4:22, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires." You see, there it is. The Bible says, identify the desires that are deceitful in your life, that are making you want and believe and live for the wrong things, and be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So we have to be made new in the attitude of our minds. That's focusing on cognition. But then Paul also goes on in Ephesians 4 to talk about our behavior. He says, the one who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Now, this is a classic example of what Paul gives. He gives several examples in Ephesians 4, but here he is practicing cognitive behavioral therapy. He's saying, be made new in the attitude of your minds, and then he says, if your habit is stealing, and this is making your life a wreck because no one trusts you, no one, you know, you might end up in jail, there's all kinds of consequences. In order to break this sinful habit, and Paul would call it a sin, whereas CBT would just say, you know, well, it's a bad habit. Paul would say it's a sin, and now to break it, you're going to have to renew the thinking of your mind to identify it as sin, and you're going to have to replace it with a new practice, a new behavior. You're going to have to earn money and share with those in need. And so it's not just saying, don't steal, don't steal, don't steal. It's about saying, how can I share with those in need? How can I share with those in need? And that switch is what's really going to get rid of the sinful habit of stealing in your life. It's replacing it with a new behavior. So this is all the principles of cognitive behavior therapy. We see Paul practicing it right there in Ephesians chapter 4. So this confirms, I think, through scientific research, that the Bible has been right about this all along while psychologists were experimenting with and trying various approaches. But what does CBT miss? Well, I'm going to go over four things. Number one is, as helpful as CBT can be for some people, and I'm thankful for those of you out there listening maybe who have been helped by it, it does not help us with our greatest problem. Our greatest problem is that we are sinners, that we have violated God's commands, and that, you know, as much as a cognitive behavior therapist might want us to think about what is true, they ignore the biggest truth that we need to focus on, which is that we are headed towards a day when we will die and face God and be judged. And we have broken his law, so we will be found guilty and we will be condemned. That is our greatest problem, and that is what is true. And a cognitive behavior therapist says, well, we're not religious here. We're not talking about God. We're just talking about what's helpful. Well, if you really want to help people, help them with their biggest problem, which is that they need a Savior to cleanse them and wash them and purify them and make them righteous so that on the day of judgment, they have the gift. It's freely given. It's not something you have to earn. God gives it to us, which is our right standing before him, which is complete forgiveness, which is that we are approved on judgment day, not because we've really earned that approval, but because God gives it to us through Jesus Christ. So cognitive behavior therapy attempts to help people with problems, but has no ability to address the greatest problem. The Bible does. The Bible says the solution is found in Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection to provide for us the free gift of righteousness and eternal life. Let me tell you a second area where cognitive behavior therapy is lacking, and I'll refer to it as CBT here. CBT supports what is helpful. Again and again, the CBT therapist says we need to address behavior or emotions that make someone dysfunctional. We want to help them in life. But here's the question. What is helpful? There's no official guide of what is right and what is wrong. They don't have a text they can go to that says, well, here is what is true. Here is what is right. Here is what you should do in this situation. And so you don't have that when you don't have the Bible. The Bible is God's word to us. And this is what Jesus helps us with so much, because Jesus confirmed for us that the Bible really is God's word and is an authoritative guide. Jesus continually referred to it as the word of God and said it is written in a way that showed that he viewed it as the final authority. Why? Because it is from God, who knows all things, who created us, who knows exactly what our purpose is, knows exactly what our problems are, knows exactly how to fix those problems, and knows exactly the direction we need to be going in. A cognitive behavioral therapist that doesn't use the Bible does not have that. So if a couple comes in with marriage problems, someone practicing CBT, a therapist, might very well say, well, why don't you get a divorce and go see other people, because you'll probably be happier that way. Whereas another therapist might say, let's work on these issues, anger, communication problems, because you'll be happier that way. And which is right? Is it right to get a divorce, or is it right to work on some issues you have personally to improve your marriage? Well, someone practicing CBT has no way of answering that other than their own opinion or how they feel with that particular couple. And that couple might go to different therapists and get completely different answers. If you come to me as I'm practicing biblical counseling, I'll say, here's what God says about your situation. God is calling you, because of the pain and frustration in your marriage, to look at yourselves and work on some areas: anger, forgiveness, communication, honesty, truthfulness, all kinds of behaviors that we could look at that maybe are contributing to your problems. But getting a divorce is not going to lead to peace and happiness. As so many people who have gone the divorce route can tell you, they're in another marriage and the problems are still there because they didn't work on the problems they had. God's word tells us what to do in all of these important situations in life, and it is the authoritative standard. With CBT, you have no way of knowing what is right and wrong. You're just trying to find out from the counselor what's going to make them happy or what they think they want, when God shares with us what we need to know and what we really want if we have his wisdom. So that's a secondary. A third thing that I think is lacking in cognitive behavioral therapy is that it says habits are our problem, and I appreciate that they recognize that the power of habits and that we need to break habits. But the Bible gets to a deeper issue. The Bible says sin in our heart is our problem. And once again, while cognitive behavioral therapy might help us patch up some of those areas that are really holding us back in life, only the Bible can really get us moving in the right direction. Only the Bible can provide a solution to how to cleanse our heart and have the Holy Spirit in our heart so that we have true power over sinful habits that steal our joy, steal our peace. So I'm only going to get to those three today. I'll summarize that and get to the fourth one tomorrow, what is lacking in cognitive behavioral therapy. But I hope that you see that, yes, the research bears out that CBT methods are helpful, as the Bible's always said, but CBT methods without the Bible don't really get you as far as what you need, don't get you what you really need. I'd like to offer you today, by the way, that our church, Fairfax First Baptist Church, we offer free biblical counseling. We take counseling approaches that I think are far more effective than you'll find anywhere else to help you with life's problems, life's challenges, whether that be depression, eating disorder, anxiety, just general frustration with life, anger, anything like that. We'd love to help you. It's a free appointment. You can call 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.